Many people, when they talk about what their aspirations are for their life, what do you want for your goals, a lot of people say, I want to be happy. I just want to be happy. My question for the next couple of minutes is to define what that means. What does it mean, I want to be happy? Is that a Jewish value? What does it mean to be happy? Should I be servicing Hashem with happiness? Is that equal to the happiness that I've defined? That I said, you know what, I'm happy. So let's define what it means that my goal is to be happy. And the truth is, this is going to be a small exercise in a lot, which I hope you're going to be doing this year. And certain concepts that you might have been familiar with, that hopefully you're going to go and dissect them and to understand them with more clarity, with more knowledge, when you say certain things, to really go and understand what it means. So today, we're going to talk about this concept of simcha. To understand, what does it mean that I'm happy? Just finished doing chazara within the sugyot of Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. And some of you saw inside when Rav Avohu said that Lama Tokin Shofar Shel Ayil, he says a very extreme comment that what? That it becomes a mitzvah min hamufkar based on what? Based on that once you use the ayil, God says, I consider it, it's as if you've done the Akedat Yitzchak to me. Ki ilu akanatem atzmecha lefanai. Now, is that just pure hyperbole? Is that just like, okay, I just want to really juice up the reward? So the Ritva had explained, no, it's not just that way. But it's very, very specific. Because it said, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rav Avohu, it said, when you use the ayil, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as opposed to the Yom Tshuva, who learned from that the only way within the Shitas HaRambam, your Yotze, the Mitzvah of Shofar, is with an ayil kafuf. Comes the Ritva, comes the Ram, comes the Halacha, and Siman Tov Kuf Peivav, Sif Aleph that we learned together, and says, no, that's just a mitzvah min hamohoder. And therefore the Rishonim here, including the Ritva, says, what does it mean? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he explained as follows. I want to read the words to you. Says as follows. Of course, I got to find it.
Listen
to the beautiful words. So what does the Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though just a mitzvah min hamufchar? Hashem said to Avram Avinu, anytime you follow your people, your descendants, we are Bnei Avram, will follow your ways. V'usin ha-mitzvah b'chiba. And you'll do the mitzvah out of belovedness. Hashem says, I promise you, I will remember the Akedat Yitzchak. Why is it? It's not just hyperbole. She is called, because you did it. Because you, Avram Avinu, did it b'chiba and b'ava. And how do I know that Hashem is going to promise him that in the future generations I'll remember it? Because it says, Bahar Hashem Yeira'eh. It will be seen. What does it mean, will be seen? In the future generations, the same exact mitzvah. Umishum hachi efshar lomar, explains the Ritva. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tiku, Hashem says. What does it mean, Hashem says? It's not a chiyuv, the only way. Hashem is saying, Tiku lefanai b'shofar shel ayil. Use the ayil. She'atem mechabibim mitzvah zo. To show what? You're showing belovedness of this mitzvah, of doing the mitzvah min hamufchar. Zeicher l'akedat Yitzchak. And you're following the derech of Avram Avinu, who went with the ayil, achuz, that it was besvach bekarnav. Ma'ale ani aleichem ki'ilu amarti lachem, la'kod atzmechem lefanai v'asitem. I will remember my promise to Avram Avinu. And it was as if you now are being okayed yourself, because you're doing it besimcha. I asked, what's the ideal of fulfilling the mitzvah besimcha? We have in this week's parasha the Tochacha. These horrible curses. And the Torah explicitly states, you want to know why these curses come out? It says it in Perech Chaf Ched in this week's Parsha, Pasuk Mem Zayin, Tachat Asher Lo Avadata at Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha Uvituv Lev Mirov Kol Labriyut. Simcha is a very, very important emotion in your Avodat Hashem. As we just said from the Ritva, it's not just something that is an appendage to the mitzvah. Explains Rabbeinu Bachai, one of the Rishonim. You should know from this pasuk, Yashimenu akatuv be'avdo Hashem itbarach v'lo hayta avoda b'simcha. Lefi shechayav ha'adam ala simcha b'itasko b'mitzvot. You have to do the mitzvah, but you should know every time you do a mitzvah and you do it b'simcha, there are two independent kiyum mitzvot. With all due respect to Hasidic literature, and I love Hasidic, this is a Rishon talking, this is a rationalist talking, this is not Hasidic Torah, and I love Hasidic Torah, but they're all about Vekas. I'm talking about a regular Rishon who says what? Every time you do a mitzvah b'simcha, there's two kiyumei mitzvot. V'asimcha b'maaseh mitzvah, mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Besides the reward for the mitzvah, you get a reward for the simcha. V'alkein ya'anish pekan. You get punished for anybody who does the avodah without simcha. But I want to go a step further. Step further is to define what is the simcha. It's not the simcha that many of us have started getting used to. Is that when I jump like a crazy man, like Kabbalah Shabbos, oh, I'm happy, that's Avodas Hashem. Baruch Sherof Echol. Yeah, that's simcha. Is that the simcha we're talking about? That's not the simcha we're talking about. Read the pasuk carefully again. In Perech Chaf Chet, Pasuk Mem Zayin. Because many of us have other definitions of simcha. That's one simcha of just a certain superficial simcha that I'm negating. I'm not saying that you can't smile and you can't jump. It's all good at jumping and dancing. I will dance with the best of them with you. However, there's another definition of simcha that I started off the sicha with, that when people say, oh, I just want to be happy. There's a very big phenomenon. It's called, you may have friends like this, or you may have friends who have wives like this, that says, I have to go shopping. There's this therapeutic shopping. You know, seen movies like that. Right? If anybody, like a basketball movie, that they said, I have to go shopping. Right? And she went to go shopping. Oh, I feel so good. There's a certain therapeutic shop. You got to go to the Kenyon. You got to go to the mall. Got to go spend a lot of things. And the more things you have, the more simcha you have. You heard that? It's not fair. He has that. So therefore, I have to buy my kids the best sneakers. The only way you're going to be happy, the only way I'm going to be happy is if I have an iPhone 18. You know, I don't even know. You know, I know it's up to 10 or 7. Now, who knows what it's up to? But the only way is when you have the more stuff you have, the more I'm going to be happy. You know who said that? That is the approach of Esav. Yaakov Avinu talks about Yesh Li Kol. When Yaakov says in Perek Lamed Gimel of Sefer Breishit, you could take my bracha. Yesh Li Kol, I have everything. Esav says, the psukim right before that, Vayomer Esav Yesh Li Rav. Yesh Li Rav, I don't have everything. The question of how do you view what happiness is? Let's read the pasuk one more time, because the Meshech Chachma, that simcha is also matter of a certain amount of perspective. It's not just jumping, but it's and the dealing. How do you deal with material possessions? Even if Yaakov didn't have all the material possessions, he was able to say Yesh Li Kol. He was able to have that Ayin Tova that the Rosh Hashiva talked about, to look at the good that he has. But look at the pasuk one more time. It says, Tachas, pasuk mem zayin. Tachas asher lo avarat at Hashem elokecha b'simcha. Doesn't just say, Tachas asher lo avarat at Hashem elokecha b'simcha. Read the rest of the pasuk. Uvituv levav meirov kol. Explains the Meshech Chachma, an unbelievable insight. V'asibal azeh shelo avarat. What's the reason they didn't worship God, what we call it happiness? Who machmat? Because they had a misconception of what real happiness is. It was why? Because the simcha v'tuv lev. What was there happening with the happiness? It was only meirov kol. The only way I'm happy is if I have everything. The only way I'm happy is if I have material bliss, everything. Now, I'm not saying that it's not good to have a good pair of sneakers. Can't misquote me. It's not. No one's going to attack me to say that I don't enjoy a certain succulent steak, like I said last week's parsha. No one's saying materialism is all bad. That is Christianity. But the question is, what is my definition of happy? Some people think, can't wait to go dive into our Kaddish Baruch Hu. I'm going to be so happy. The question is the conception. What is my conception? Explains the Meshech Chachma, the problem was that their simcha and tuv lev emanated from the end of the pasuk, meirov kol. From the ribui tova, only if they have everything. Lo chein natan lecha Hashem. Hashem says, that's not the way it's supposed to be, you got to flip it. But rather be, the rov kol has to be from the simcha and the tuv levav. Ezo ashir hasamech bechalko. The rov kol is the conception of simcha. How do you view life? Is simcha only when I have more and more and more? Or is it an eye on understanding that which I have and being happy with it of certain histapkut? Not. You have to continue going, having the proper aspirations. What was the beginning of the parasha? Says the Meshech Chachma, V'samachta b'chol atov. We start off with the Bikurim. Asher natan l'cha Hashem l'kech. Where does the simcha happen? The simcha happens because I realize, wow, where did it come from? It came from the Ribono Shelo. The concept that I'm breathing, the concept that I'm in Yeshiva HaKotel, the concept that I'm able to have a kinyan on the Torah that we learned. Wow, what a simcha. And it's also true when it comes to, look where I am. Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, simcha is also recognizing the place that you're at. The Samachta B'chol HaTov, like the Rosh Hashiva said this morning, appreciating what Eretz Yisrael is, what Medinat Yisrael is. Ein Simcha Ela B'Eretz Yisrael. Being able to realize where you are. That every four amot you walk is a mitzvah according to the Magen Avraham, not just fluff Torah. Understanding where you are, that's the Simcha. This takes work. It takes work to understand. To understand what true simcha is. It's not just about gaining more material possessions, but it's being able to properly look. Misimcha mituv lev, emanates from the rov kol. Emanates realizing everything God gives you. It's a certain appreciation. And this takes time also. And the truth, it's not only in the place, but it's in the zman. V'samachta b'chol atov in the bikurim, the Malbim explains from the sifrei, v'samachta, when are you going to be happy? B'shat simcha. Hashem didn't say you have to be happy only on Chag. But rather, we see from here there's times to be b'simcha also. We're in a special time period of Yomim Noraim, where we have the Tshuva Meira. The Rambam says, but that's only the process. That's not the end goal. You have to work on the Tshuva Meira. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tshuva Perek Yud, but the main thing to try to do is to be Oved Me'ava. And the Oved Me'ava is to be able to follow the Avram Avinu that we started off from the Ritva. It's not only to love, it's not flipping out, but it's to be able to flip your antennas in and hone in on what is true happiness. Where Avram Avinu was a person of Ahavta Hashem Elokecha, what was Avram Avinu? It's not being selfish and only caring about yourself, but it was teaching others. Uz yaseh kol mitzvot be'ahava, as Rabbeinu Bachai said. This is what Shlomo HaMelech says, ki cholas avani, what we say on Friday night, which is Shir HaShirim, is the mashal. Yiratzon, in this unbelievable time period, we'll think about it, we'll work the Yomim Noraim as we start Slichos, this coming Motzei Shabbat. And it gets even a little bit more closer to HaMelech Basadeh, to be able to be Mamlicha Kadosh Baruch Hu. If anything, we shouldn't be freaked out by it, but rather we should be able to embrace the challenge of what it means to be B'Simcha, a deep Simcha, not a superficial Simcha, that we recognize the place where we are, the time we're at, and to challenge our conception of what the Simcha is, to be able to say, wow, Tefillah is so long in Rosh Hashanah. But maybe to take a step back and say, you know what? Maybe I should understand what's going on in the Tefillah. To be able to understand what these Tefillot are, and then you'll see that you'll be in a Beis Medrash that is full of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Full of Simcha. You're never going to have a Tefillah like it. And you make a mistake that if you say, oh, I'm going to go try to find a davening, that's shorter. Okay? Again, the wrong conception of Simcha. If you're able to have that mature level of Simcha, Be'ezrat Hashem, we will be able to end off this year of the Klalot that we just had and start off with the Brachot of the Samachta B'chol HaTov Asher Natan L'cha Hashem Elokecha. We're looking forward to an amazing Shabbos.
It was good?
It was very good.